The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
What up, everybody? We back in this motherfucker. It's the No Nonsense Show with your boy Jamie Mack. I got Be Honest on the ones and twos, as like motherfucker Smooth would say. And we got River Rock Reggie in the motherfucking building.
And you already know it's your boy Jay Smooth. We in the building. We back in the house for sure.
I said your name already, man.
No. You got to do me last. I want to bring myself in. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what you about to do? You about to talk about my watch? Or you about to talk about my shirt?
The shirt. You wearing a V-neck polo with a V-neck.
Well, you got to double V.
You can't wear two V-necks, bro.
You can. What you want me to wear under French?
A wife beater?
You don't tell me how to dress.
I
don't
or
know
how nothing.
To dress. Can you turn that off? What you call it? But yeah, hey, look, I can wear what I want to wear, right? You got a whole damn sweatshirt with an S all the way up to the right. Like, they just couldn't center that motherfucker or something. I guess they didn't want to look like Superman or whatever. Color me bad shirt. What's up?
And I just want to, I mean, because he told me, you know, I've been waiting because he told me last week when you see me, you know, when you see my stone, you'll know why. Some shit. So I need to see this motherfucking River Rock. I need to see. Now, I mean, take it off, man. Is it possible to come off, or is it how you
we
got
seen
it?
That, we seen that damn, that came from a granite countertop. That's where that shit came from. That's leftover shit right there. It's hard for him to take it off. Now you about to make him scratch his whole skull.
It ain't got no damn, what's the name of? No clasp on it?
So your mom didn't measure your neck when she made that? No.
He's been wearing that shit since he was a little kid. God, he's never taken it off.
French. So what you have to do is you have to pull the back so it comes out, French. Your mom, she didn't fit you for that, did it?
So when you feel it, that's why I went with that one, because it didn't feel like an actual rock.
Feel like
it was
marble.
Smooth.
Marble, right?
You know, so that's why I chose that one.
And did you have to do anything with it? Like, did you break it or make it smaller or anything like that?
Nah, I just picked it up like that. The only thing I did different was that copper that's on top.
Yeah. What?
Your mom twisted that?
It wasn't floating in the river with this strapped around it?
No, he said his mom made it, so she twisted that with her hand.
I was just joking.
That doesn't look that impressive, though, honestly. Now, that is in person.
That do look like something Jesus wore.
No, it doesn't. It looks like it was really dirty at first.
It looks like a piece of a domino. That's what it looks like. Like, you know, when you miss a domino and you're just like, whatever, I'm going to do something with these dominoes. That nigga made a trinket.
So the dude that make your braces made the neck piece for you?
No, mom's made that.
The whole thing? She made the whole thing?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, like this part, right? Like these blue things.
No, this blue thing, she didn't make that. She made the copper thing so I can
I told you, he attach it.
Where'd you get the real African garb from?
I got that at a store.
That's a throat choker. That's a female throat choker.
Like some Phoenix and Dragon, like those type of stores.
Phoenix and Dragons.
It's on Roswell Road.
Yeah. Oh, that's the name of a store.
It's like a Dungeons and Dragons store.
Some dark shit.
This dude is such a dork.
Man, I'm glad to see everybody, man. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah, it's been like a whole semester, like a school semester.
But I'm tripping, though. How your dogs got fresh cuts and you don't?
Because the groomer came today.
Okay.
I haven't been to a barbershop, though.
I mean, they fresh. I knew something was. I mean, that cuts is fresh.
Yeah. I've been having to cut my own shit, man. So I've been trying to fade out my sideburns and you know what I'm saying, temp fade a little bit. Just trying to do something, man, because going to work looking stupid.
I thought you were supposed to be growing it back.
Growing what back?
I thought you had instructions to put that thing back on.
The beard?
Yeah.
I'm talking about my sideburns and like my hair, like from here.
Isn't that sideburns and the beard, ain't all that the same thing?
No. No.
Reggie, you would know.
So I have sideburns. That's why I know it's not the same thing as the beard. No,
you got a strap.
Because I have sideburns.
I don't know if I call those burns, but
that's a strap, nigga.
Side strips.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
You got side sizzles. There ain't no burr. You got a little sizzle there, but
you can't grow a beard at all, Jimmy, man?
Not at all.
Damn. I hope that doesn't happen.
Whatever tribe that, you know, I'm a descendant of, we were the hairless ones.
Oh. I wouldn't have said that. That's weird.
I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't grow hair anywhere, like legs. I don't have a lot of leg hair. I don't have a lot of arm hair. I don't have a lot of face hair. I just
anyway, huh?
I mean, bro, I don't know.
He
wanted
to ask you about your balls. Hey, he didn't want to come out and say that, but he was he wanted to slick ask you about it, J-Man. No, tell him. He was asking.
He wasn't slick. He said it with his eyes, but he looked at me. See, that's the beauty of being in studio. Motherfucker looked at me with his eyes and said, anywhere?
Like, can you elaborate?
Next topic.
I was talking about armpit hair. I don't know what y'all talking about.
All right.
Why?
He's just trying to
die. Right.
Play this shit off now. So you're curious about the hand of zombie. You're right. Okay, whatever.
Man, hey, listen, man. I saw some shit today that made me think of lions got to be coming extinct, right? I mean, you think about it, right? Everybody's getting busted out. Like, fuck Milli Vanilli. You can't do shit.
Oh, lying.
Lying.
You thought you said lion, right?
Like the animal, they're coming, becoming, he said extinct too. You said lions are becoming extinct. Hey.
Yeah. Lying.
Yeah. French, you being more like French Reggie.
Man, I woke up to this article this morning, though, about this. You hear about this motherfucker in France?
No.
So there's a guy, a famed French serial killer expert. I don't know how you become that, right? I would like that job, to be a serial killer expert.
I wouldn't. That'd be boring.
That's what I'm saying. Boring jobs are fucking all
right. That's like a detective, right? Serial killer expert.
You're more
like a researcher.
Yeah, he just knows about him, right?
Historian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. This nigga, 67 years old, has been all over France, built this reputation as, you know, the one of the foremost experts in serial killers, right?
Right.
Claimed to interview Manson, you know, all the shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
He does all these things. Come to find out, it's all a lie.
He's never interviewed any of them?
None of it. I mean, everything pretty much that he's made up and said, his resume is all based on a lie. Like, we talked about that just a few weeks ago about lying on your resume.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga did that and made a giant career out of it. Like,
how many years in?
30.
30 years, and they just now caught him.
Yeah, well, again, now is the time where shit, lying is becoming extinct. So how he gets caught is that there was a murder fan page that just, you know, they sit there and they talk about fucking murders and shit on Facebook and all right. This fucking whodunit shit.
More stuff that's not interesting.
But this group.
They're playing Clue in real life?
Right, and they referenced this nigga and then they started putting two together. They fucking ran down this motherfucking shit and then outed him. And then now he's coming out and he's like, yeah, you know, it's true. I feel, you know, bad about it. You only feel bad because you got caught. Jason Wu says that all the time. He wasn't going to come clean.
Right.
But he says, now that he has, and I don't doubt it, he says he feels better. You know what I mean? Like, because when you become famous off a lie, like, I mean, it's one thing to lie to your friends, but when you become super famous and make money off of a lie.
Yeah.
You got to be. That has to be nerve wracking because you have to know that all of this shit could come crumbling down at any moment.
Yeah, your whole life. It's right. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Right.
So look though, I have something distracted me. I think I'm getting it from you, man. Because you said putting two together, and that actually makes more sense than putting two and two together.
Right.
Does anybody know what two and two together means? Like where that came from? Why that's
no.
Putting two together makes more sense though, right? This idea and that idea, right. Put them together,
right.
And now that you can figure it out. But two and two.
Four.
Multiple ideas put together, right? Why not just have the multiple ideas in one and one and make that two?
So well, is it both. Put two and two together?
It's put two and two. You said put two together.
Yeah.
They put two together.
Right.
But I'm saying, what does two and two together mean?
Four?
No, I understand the math. I'm saying, what is the meaning of that, though? Friends, Red, you don't have any idea?
I'm thinking maybe if you had an idea and I have an idea.
That's just one and one.
That is one and one. Yeah. Like he didn't realize that before. Oh, damn, you're true.
Thought I was going somewhere. If we put our ideas together,
and y'all put
and y'all put your ideas together, and then we put all those together,
that's two and two.
This show is two and two together. But it's me, really me and French Reggie and you and James. And so look, this is the first day back. I'm sorry, we're not gonna get away from your topic. This is the first day back.
Right.
Why didn't Smooth sit on your side?
Because Reggie was already in his position.
So we just know it's diagonal.
Yeah.
We just know it's diagonal.
We just know that we don't want to have anybody have any kind of withdrawals. You know what I mean?
So for the viewers who have no idea that there's been a change in the regime, no longer, just because this guy's sitting beside me, he is not on my team. I'm not protecting him anymore. So he's out there in the world. Jamie Mack and him may actually get into this brawl that they've been saying they were going to get into for 5 years. From this point on, French Reggie is now on my team. This is the team right here. And then that's the team right there. So just so you know. All right.
Y'all got that?
So it is the day of people getting fronted out, though.
Yeah, because you can't. I mean, you can't.
Minority Report, is that the movie?
Yeah.
Where they had the thought crime or whatever, where you get arrested before you even... Was that Minority Report?
No, that wasn't Minority Report. I remember that.
It absolutely was Minority Report.
Well, you know what? It could have been. I never watched it.
You never watched that?
I never seen it.
You gotta check that
all
out.
All I know is that he had hella screens.
Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
I just know he had hella screens.
Yeah, but he was like touching them and moving them and stuff. Yeah,
that's all I know.
Minority Report. So basically the idea was there were these these beings that the precogs or whatever.
Okay.
They floated in some kind of solution, some kind of saline solution that allowed them to go to their place of whatever where they could see things happening before they happen, but only crimes, I guess. I don't know if they see good things and bad things. Mm. I don't know. But based on their precognition, they would send something to that little screen he's got, and all the police would go arrest someone before they actually did the crime.
That's fucked up.
That's going to happen.
That's fucked up.
That's not bullshit. That's going to happen.
That's fucked up.
You know how it's already happening?
How? Oh.
Think about it. What right now predicts every fucking thing about you?
Google?
Who else?
Siri.
Siri, but not, because sometimes you get in your car, Siri, like, hey, 45 minutes to get home. You don't know where the fuck I'm going. Tell me how long it takes me to get home. But think about it, man. Google, Amazon is the one I was thinking of.
Right.
Amazon can look at what you're about to order and then decide what the next thing you should order. They put it together like, you want to get this and this and this.
Other people.
And it's not a better price.
And the funny
it's
thing
is... It's the same fucking price. So it's not like they're doing you a deal. They're just putting shit together they know you're going to get anyway.
Yeah. They always,
and they're right.
They always try to front it off as other people. Other people also looked at these things. No. You know what I like.
All the phones listening in on your shit. Because I'm going to tell you, there's been times that... We've talked about some shit. And no, I didn't look nothing up. I'll go get in the car.
That's old, man. Everybody's...
I'm like, what the fuck is this right here? Like,
how about this, though? Today, we were talking about having sex with pregnant women. If you haven't commented on our IG or Twitter page about would you smash a pregnant woman...
Not your pregnant woman.
Not though. Your pregnant woman. Someone else's. Not your pregnant woman. Someone else's. This particular woman is Sierra, so I don't know what these dudes are talking about. I mean, I'm married. But
She's not. Have you seen that picture?
Yes.
Look at it more again. That's not... She's not getting...
She looks like Sierra who ate too much.
Not too much.
Thanksgiving dinner, Sierra.
The hell to the nah.
It's because that she went to Russell's family.
Is Sierra a little bit too dark for you?
Nigga, that stomach is a little too tight and
it's
too big.
It's a baby in there. What you expect it to be?
See, I don't know. In a black America, you know about strawberries? You ever seen somebody with a strawberry on their forehead or a strawberry on their lip? She got a whole strawberry on her stomach, nigga, and don't nobody want to be next to that. Her shit look like when a motherfucker gets punched in the head and that shit swell up.
Not to me.
It does.
It's still Sierra.
Look at it.
It's Sierra after two Thanksgiving dinners. I'm good. I mean,
two? She's still straight to me, bro.
I'm not saying she's not pretty.
No, look at the picture we put on Instagram, on our Instagram today, Smooth.
I'm not saying she's not pretty. No, you guys are dumb. Or our Twitter. Her stomach looks, that looks...
It doesn't look super pregnant. If it was your woman, would it be
It wouldn't be the greatest.
No, you got to keep the same energy, my nigga. You can't.
You want to be the greatest.
No,
so you're looking for the greatest pregnant woman.
Same energy.
I'm married, though, so I have. That's the energy.
Come on, man. Be real. We're talking about lions. Talking about lions being extinct.
It just look like somebody blowed her stomach up. You know that shit is not good,
Terry
Maggot's saying there's no way he hit that.
No, I'm not saying, hold up. There we go again. I'm not saying no way.
You were disgusted.
I'm not checking for that, right?
You said disgusted.
I didn't say disgusted.
I can see,
this is why you're on the same fucking team. This is why you're on the same team.
Live room.
Never said disgusted. Find it.
King Kunta was in the
find
room.
Find it.
Live room.
Where's that? Have your apprentice find it. Go get it. French Reggie is out there in the internet.
You said it in the Slack.
Well, find it.
I'm about to go search all the way up
because
this morning.
It's not disgusted.
It doesn't matter.
Just say disgusted.
What was I talking about?
You're talking about her stomach being...
No, but before that, I was saying they need to go out there and check that out and comment on it. But what was I talking about before that?
How technology is predicting what we want to purchase and stuff like
so
that.
So we were talking about the pregnancy stuff, right? Did you see the one I set up for you?
With the Asians?
It was an Asian woman and a white dude. And I said, this is your speed, French Reggie, because I know how you get down. So I think people thought I was talking about Asian, but I don't think they got what I really meant.
Right.
Did you know what I meant?
That. I didn't even see that one.
I was talking about the fact that you're obviously into... nothing on women? Dudes on stomachs and letting dudes lick it. So there's a tag team there. So it's both of you. The pregnant Chinese chick. So that's Chinese. She didn't have a sword on her face, but she was definitely Asian.
Okay,
like not blazing, from complete Asian.
Uh-huh.
Like smell like rice and curry.
Ooh.
Hold up.
What?
I just thought of something.
What?
Is the fact that, because I didn't know what came first, the chicken or the egg. Is the fact that you adopted Reggie to your side of the table is because he's so gay? Or did he become so gay once he moved to that side of the table?
I don't, I'm colorblind when it comes to, I'm, what is it? I'm gay blind. I'm sexual blind. I don't care what he,
Cause now he's talking about, you know, the fucking shemales is the same as the dude.
Well, obviously you weren't taking care of him. So that's why I had to pull him on my team so we can get this young man, you know what I'm saying? Learned up in the ways of the world. you were doing disservices. You were just letting let him go. He brought a tarot chick to the show. I mean, come on, man. He's out there, man. You were just letting him go.
But he hates that spiritual shit. He hates the spiritual motherfuckers.
Hate the fake ones.
Hates the spiritual.
You were just letting this dude go, man. Somebody got to take care of the youngsters, man. So that's why.
All right.
But the idea was though that picture of that pregnant woman,
right.
And the three women that were pregnant. Remember right. that? I didn't look for those. We were just talking about pregnancy right. in Slack.
Right.
Somehow the information from Slack transferred the information to IG and Twitter.
Oh, I thought you went to Pornhub.
I didn't.
Oh.
Pornhub.
Yeah.
It was just a dude standing with his girl. That was like his real wife. That's they really are pregnant. They have a baby together. I don't even know who that white dude is.
Fuck that, man.
What is that picture of?
The Prince Reggie. And,
yeah,
the
see, pregnant. I thought that would turn you on.
You like
since
that,
you,
Reggie?
Since you came from China.
I'll smash her, yeah.
In front of him?
As long as he didn't try to fight me, we cool.
He won't fight you, but he's going to lick your nut afterwards.
I'm out by that one.
Nah, you can't go out.
So wait a minute. So yeah. I just want to understand your depths. You would fuck that pregnant lady in front of her husband?
I would not want to, but that ain't going to stop me. That's not going to stop me.
That's what I just said about Sierra. That's the exact same thing I said about Sierra.
No, you said disgusting.
I didn't say disgusting.
You made it seem like Sierra looked like precious.
I'm just saying, you know what else I said too? What I was really saying is that these pregnant, thirsty ass bitches need to stop. When you pregnant, it ain't the time to be thirst trapping on fucking IG. That's what I'm really saying. When you pregnant, sit your fucking pregnant ass down in a t-shirt, fucking take care of your baby. And when you fucking done, hit the gym, come back hard on these motherfuckers and do your thing. That's what I'm fucking really saying. You don't need to be fucking in no fucking bathing suit, pregnant ass.
Well, I'm pretty sure she was at a beach or somewhere swimming.
Nah, nigga, that's her backyard.
Hey, they got money. But second of all, I think the picture was not to be a thirst trap, was more for the pregnancy aspect, not because of the thirst trap, not because she's in the bikini. It's to really show off like, hey, I'm on my whatever month she's in. Baby's coming soon. I don't think it was to show her goodies.
You don't think how many women do you think take baby pictures, you know, documenting their pregnancy, one in either fully clothed or two in a fucking two-piece bikini?
When they're out swimming,
do you think the majority, come on, French Reggie, what do you think the majority of motherfuckers take their pictures? You could be swimming if you want to.
What are
you
saying? Why is she dressed that way?
I'm just saying that I know why she's dressed that way. All I'm saying is you don't need to be dressed that way when your stomach look like that.
If you're Sierra, you do.
No, you don't.
You know how many people just disagree with you and want to see Sierra look like that?
Yeah, so niggas jack off to that?
Jack, every picture is not for Jack.
If you want to see it, it is.
No, it's not.
If you want to see a bitch in a bikini, you should want
to
be able to.
So Beyonce made pregnancy pictures for me to jack off to?
Nah, fuck that. I don't even remember that. I thought she had a fake pregnancy. I thought she'd never even showed her hump. I thought
she had the kid.
You saw her actually fully pregnant?
I saw the documentary, but I didn't see her personally. Yeah, I watch Homecoming. That's gay.
Yes.
What's Homecoming?
The fact that you don't know it makes it gay. It's this fucking video.
It's a Beyonce documentary.
Yes, dude, that's gay. The only reason I know about that is because my IPTV, that shit is in the new releases way down. Like when I just scroll, like I've seen mostly everything in the top 20. I just scroll down like a fucking lotto machine. And it came to, what was it called again?
Homecoming.
And I quote, gross is an overstatement, but I ain't here for that. You say gross. That's just.
No. Read it.
No.
Read it.
I just did.
No, you didn't.
Gross read is it. An overstatement.
What did he say?
Who?
The part that I'm responding to.
Irrelevant.
King Kunta. It is not. Shut up. King Kunta said that is gross.
Whole thing is gross.
The whole thing is
you
gross.
You just think but the whole thing is
the
gross.
The whole thing is gross.
And then I said, what?
He was talking what about fucking a pregnant woman, not necessarily
what
Sierra.
What the fuck did I say? Gross is an overstatement, my nigga. I didn't say under. I said over. So don't try to front on me. Y'all niggas is goofy with that shit. I got the good memory. I got the good memory, and I smoke weed. What the fuck?
Allegedly.
You co-signing. You, boy, you. Hey, smooth. Halftime, we switching. Get this nigga up out of here, man. You can't even be over on my side no more.
Something wrong with French Reggie nostrils too, nigga. Hey, niggas, he could smell for like 15, 20 minutes. Like, nigga.
I opened a fat bag next to this nigga, hoping that he told me to bring it. I'm like, all right, here you go. Hey.
I thought
everybody in the house upstairs, what the hell is that? French Reggie like, what? Oh, something. Oh, I didn't even know.
No, but honestly, I do think that that the whole prediction stuff is that's the next step. To where you don't even get to lie anymore. And I mean, no one can lie really now. I'm surprised this dude made it for so long. I guess because he was obscure and nobody really cared about him.
Well,
he probably don't get pussy.
Well, no, because he had a reputation, right? I mean, he was living off of, I mean, at a certain point, he did probably become an expert, right?
Right, but I'm saying in the past 5 years, has he had to use his expert?
That's what I'm saying? Yeah, that's when they got him these last 5 years. You know what I mean? You can't, nowadays, motherfuckers is fact checking.
Right.
Like, you know that people have been all up in our shit. Like,
well, on our show, there's a couple people going to get, you know, exposed soon. There's a 300 guy and there's a 30 guy. Those numbers are going to eventually come out.
Why are they like,
the 3-0 right. and then add a zero?
Right. You know what I'm
saying? My thing is
it scary?
It is. No, you know what? I've had people mention places that I've lived that I don't think I've mentioned on the show.
Who, what do you mean? People on the show?
No, right. It's people like on social media. Like I've talked to social,
they know where you live?
What are you talking about?
Of course everybody knows where I live now because I've said
smoking too much. One of the symptoms of weed or the side effects of weed is paranoia, dude. What are you saying?
He's not trying to call people name
that
out.
You don't know where you live and you never told them that?
Not where I live, where I have places. Lived.
So yeah. let's just be logical, okay? So what they said was, look up Jamie Mack. And they're going to find out where your real name address is. So on your, come on, man, you lying, dude.
No, I'm not lying.
He's made that up.
I'm not lying.
That's not reasonable.
So maybe I said it. Maybe I said it then. Because
you had to have. You be high sometimes.
No, but check this out though.
Allegedly.
What you just mentioned is bullshit because I personally know a motherfucker that does this on a regular basis. This nigga meets somebody and be in all of they shit. I mean, all of they shit. Like, he pays for that shit that you fucking go
and
put.
But he has to know their name, though.
Yes.
Yeah, but your name is not Jamie Mack.
Nigga, you don't think people have deduced my name by now?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I think so.
I don't think lying will end. I think it will just...
Whoa, did y'all hear that? Did you guys hear that? It's back. So this nigga comes back in the studio and the grumble comes back with him. He had to clear it. He got quick about it, though.
Before we started recording.
It was there?
This nigga coughed.
What?
I didn't. But I think manipulation will increase. I don't think lying will just end. I think it'll be more manipulation, just like how we see it with the news now, right? People just pretend to just tell you their propaganda. I think that's what it'll become. I don't think we'll just stop lying and we'll just be honest, not because we can get caught. I think we'll just manipulate people to get whatever result we're looking for.
Speaking of that, because we were talking about a fans only page, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I posted that link where that chick gave her dude $22,000, for doing the fans only shit, right? I wasn't giving her fucking, because she's not all that. This nigga fucking loves her.
I love the way she gives head. Yeah.
And some, the chick, like, what's her name, dude?
Aaliyah Hadid. That's her porn name. I don't know.
She gave who 22?
Her man boyfriend. That she's been together with for a year. He's 20 on his 22nd birthday. She gave him $22,000. And so basically he's talking about she just only do fans only. And so I was like, well, hold up. Fans only, she said she's doing $30,000 a month on fans only. I asked some people and asked around. People said they know about fans only. Some people in the Slack. And they said they actually went to them. Said they ain't all that. But it's too late, right? Once you find out it ain't all that, you didn't already pay though, right? So, I mean, you don't get that money back.
Is it monthly? How do you pay? You pay one time and you pay
monthly or you can continue to give her tips throughout the month after you paid her monthly.
So what is, how much a month is it? Is it different?
Every woman have different prices.
What are the ranges?
It's usually 15 to 30.
A month?
Mm-hmm.
How much have you given, French?
Why we're undercharging for premium?
Yeah, it's usually 15 to 30.
To get a fan,
but how they make more money is like they'll tease you, like they'll post a picture of them sucking a dick, be like, if you want to see the full video, tip me a certain amount of dollars.
So we're gonna start teasing y'all, having French Reggie say if you want to see him suck dick, super chat. Super chat.
I'll do it to eat pussy, not sucking dick.
Oh boy, yeah, yeah. Youngster. When he said, "I'll do it," because I know you for the show, you do a lot.
That's love. Boy.
I was about to like, "No, I can't. I'm gonna have to bring you back over to this side."
No,
but she, her page. I don't follow her page because I ain't paying for her page. But because she used to do porn, so she goes ham on her OnlyFans page.
What does that mean? What is
she's
ham
actually like fucking on her OnlyFans?
That's free on Pornhub.
Yeah, but her, but a
and
lot of
better chicks.
A and lot she's free on Pornhub.
What?
Yeah, the same girl.
So I don't understand. She's fucking on Pornhub too?
She used to be a porn star and then she stopped doing porn for like browsers and stuff and now only doing OnlyFans. But you can still look at her old tapes.
And this is the thing. I just don't understand. I'm fucking chasing this bag and these motherfuckers are just stumbling on it. Like, so I came up with this idea. And okay, this is the whole premise to my lion thing, right? So if it's not going away and there's an opportunity, can't we like just make like a catfish fans only page? Like we make a fake IG of some bad bitch that no one's ever seen before, right?
And then, until she sees it.
No, fuck that. By the time, listen, and then make
and
a fans only
clips.
And then we make a fans only page, right?
Can you sue for that? I wonder, how do you sue somebody for something like that?
And then once they come to the fans only page and pay, they'd be like, yeah, hey, ain't nothing even on there. They don't give a fuck, nigga. We
got him.
Yeah.
Hey, as soon as they pay, it's some shit pop up. Got him.
And then we just keep switching bitches. You know what I mean? Yeah. We just make a new bitch every month and fans only that hoe, and just we crop them like it'd be like a harvest, like weed and shit.
We gonna put the business address at your address though.
Hey, or you can fuck around and just have that bitch just continue to just loop. Like, hey, load it. This motherfucker.
If the real bitch catch on, we'd be look, you want to be part of this, you could make some real videos and we'll cut you in.
You know what's crazy with OnlyFans? Some girls, they don't even do nudes. They just do their feet.
That's what I'm saying,
they
bro.
They don't even do nudes. They just sell their feet.
What do you mean nudes?
They don't do nudes. It's just their feet.
See, I wonder when you get closer to him, will he be able to understand you clearly? Because I knew what you said.
I thought it was porno bitches doing the news, like today in Russia.
Just butt ass naked with a tie on.
Nudes. I got you.
Yeah.
But so are y'all scared though about the precog shit? Like the fact that you can't lie anymore, does that scare your generation?
No, you just when you smoke, you just learn to adapt. Fuck the precogs. You know what I'm saying? The precog is the motherfucker that come out and try to get you before. It's just like almost like the motherfucker in the Matrix. When that little white dude just always pop up and shit. Oh, motherfucker, what's the dude name?
Mr.
they didn't have names. Those are two ghost motherfuckers. They didn't have names.
Oh.
Nigga be popping up.
Not on Mr. Anderson. Like, are you talking about Mr. Anderson?
You better get ready to lie. We got
so,
you.
So, Smooth, I thought you told me about a story where somebody had like done like everything to look at your background. Somebody that you were about to start dating, they did like a deep dive on you.
I've had a few chicks.
You can't lie to her.
Yeah, I can.
Nah.
Yeah, I can.
Not successfully.
Yeah, well.
Did you smash?
You know what, Ben?
You did.
I can't even remember.
So how
I can't
you get
remember
a 300 if you didn't even smash that one?
Well, you can't, nigga. It's the numbers game, nigga. Hey, you don't have to smash all of them. It's just like McDonald's, nigga. It's a lot of people don't like McDonald's, but enough of them pull in to keep that bitch in business. Hey, enough of them have pulled in to keep smoothing business.
So, you didn't tell me a story then about you.
I did say something about, hey, man,
but you were
been
mad
so long
though.
Ago.
You said that
because she didn't get my permission. She was just like, look back, and so I think it was like I had a speeding ticket or some shit. She got what she we talked about. I think it was early on in the show, and she looked me up and she Googled me or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's why motherfuckers be asking me my name. And
is
I
she
just,
Asian?
He didn't smash though. He's forgetting the part of the story that was important.
I didn't.
It was
I don't think I did smash.
It was that he got turned off by it. But what I'm saying is that's about to be the norm.
Oh no, they're already doing like.
Oh yeah, they already do it with your Instagram and all
that. I'm talking about across the life though, not just people trying to date you. I'm talking about just period.
Right.
Everything is out there for everyone to see.
I'm telling
you. That's why I don't give everybody my motherfucking name.
The dude that I know, he ain't about dating motherfuckers. He just, I told you. So the motherfucker offered like to give me something, right?
Right.
And I was like, yeah, no doubt, right? And he's like, you know, we could just bring it by. And I was like, all right, cool. You know, and I'll hit you, I'll send you my
address. Give me something.
I'd never.
Some head?
No, it was wood. Firewood.
You'll give him some wood.
Oh, okay. He offered to give you some firewood?
Right, for my smokers. This is the same dude that gave me the smoker, right? And he said, I got some firewood. I'll just drop it off. I went and picked the firewood. I mean, I picked the smoker up, so he had never been to my house. Next thing I know,
he
pulled up. And I'm like, yo, bro. The fuck? How? And he's like, I just looked you up. And I was like,
how you know he's not at your house right now?
I'm like, don't know. What the fuck? And then I've seen him do it like continuously with other people. Like, he'd be like, oh, you know, so-and-so working over here now. I'm like,
was he ex-security or something?
Did he's some just Asian, nigga.
Do I need to be watching for my, he might know where I live now.
He's just Asian, nigga. And then I feel like it's weird because he hasn't said it, but I feel like he knows about the podcast, right? Because he says certain things, but I ain't going to mention it because our relationship ain't one that I want to broach.
Can you break it off with this dude, please?
Nah, he's the plug. This nigga is fucking, he's rich or something, but he's the plug. Didn't anyway give away more shit than a little bit?
So you're willing to sell, this is what has happened to our entire world. Yeah. You are basically a case study for why our business is all over the world, because young people, they would prefer to be online and show off their ass or whatever they're doing or where they are right now, as opposed to not be able to use social media. You prefer to get whatever the plug is, and you're willing to trade all of your life secrets for that.
They're already out there.
No.
See, that's the problem. If I could, if there was a transaction, like I, in order to get something, I give away my life secrets, that's one thing. Them bitches is already out there.
But he has to pay a fee or something.
I don't give a fuck about all of that. My shit is already out there. For anybody to get.
Right,
that,
but
so,
I'm saying you
so,
need to,
so
but,
if I can, I can't stop that. Me
but
not
you can,
getting.
You can cut him the fuck off.
Is that going to make my shit not out there?
No, but it
so get, what the fuck does that do?
It puts a buffer between, he can't just show up at your house. Like,
I don't give a fuck if you show up with gifts, nigga, come on.
I do.
Come
on.
So
he just giving you shit?
Come on.
He just giving you stuff.
Have you seen my barbecue? You seen that motherfucker. It's a rig, nigga. It's on a trailer.
Matt gonna get home one day. He gonna be sitting on the couch.
I ain't seen it yet.
Yeah, he's on a trailer. Sitting on the couch with his drawers off and shit.
Yeah, he said, yeah, he was moving. He was like, hey, you want one? And I'm like, what?
That don't feel weird to you? A nigga give you something and then looks you up?
Hold on. It's probably tracking this shit.
So he gave
put
that.
A track on that bitch.
So he gave
hold
that.
Hold up, though.
Before nigga, you that, gotta be giving a head.
Before that, is that what you do for...
You gotta be giving us some booty or something.
It was a... just a regular propane, you know, like grill. And I gave that to my boy Hampton. And I was like, yeah, I don't fuck with propane. Fucking pellet grill.
So the Asian dude just keep giving you shit.
Man, the motherfucker got...
Unless he really just like, I don't know, man. I don't know too many people that just give you shit just like that.
So, and just unless to be... without putting all of his... See, I guess I could put his business on the street since he know everybody else been in. He stayed at his residence for free. It's his family's shit that they just gave him, so he don't pay a mortgage or a rent.
He told you this or you looked him up?
He told me. I don't know how to do that. Actually, I do know how, but I'm not paying for it. You know what
I mean? You don't have to pay for that shit. There's a lot of shit that you can do. Reverse lookup shit. It's just a lot of ways.
But you just got to pay like a dollar, put your credit card information.
It's just all depends.
They tease you. It's almost like fans only. They be like, oh, we found a bunch of fucking results for you, nigga, but where that credit card at?
I done looked up some shits I be trying to find from back in the day and shit like that. Reverse lookup or just different shit like that.
He didn't like it, but he do it.
Yeah, I have done it, man. I look up motherfuckers quick, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that, you know, it's partly both. If you just out and out lying, I think people are going to be able to out you.
What you call it? When you used to watch Catfish, they used to tell you good ways that you can go out searching, look up motherfuckers and shit like that. They'll give you all the secrets and shit like that to just,
but French Reggie had a good point. I think the manipulation or the presentation of shit that is supposed to be real but fake is going to get more prevalent too. I think that is, we're seeing it. You know what I mean?
Coronavirus. Really?
I'm saying
I agree with the coronavirus.
But I'm not saying it's fake, but there's so many opinions out there, right? I mean, like, who do you believe? Like,
yeah, it goes back to when that one topic we had a couple weeks ago about information. You know, we have so much information now.
Who do you trust?
Yeah.
Where do you go to get trusted information? Where can you go to get trusted information nowadays?
Trusted information?
Trusted information. Shit that you know is 100.
Nah. Nowhere.
I've been trying to tell y'all this forever, man. You got to go inside.
God?
No.
Like,
because I know King Coons is always talking shit about me having, like, I guess he feels like I get my information from nowhere, just out of thin air, or from Holiday Inn Express. But no, I use extreme logic, and I just parse the shit out, man. I break it apart, I dissect it, I figure it out, look at how it looks from just surface level. I deep dive on it, I think, you know what I'm saying, four or five, I try to put it in somebody else's perspective and look at it, and then I just come up with my answer, and I just go with it. I just trust myself. I trust me more than I trust CNN. Sorry.
You should open up a
life coach.
Yeah, do something.
You know what? I was thinking about being a life coach, man, but then I started this podcast and I've cussed way too much. Nobody's willing to listen to me.
Some people, you have the right people that are still listening to
some
you.
Some people need the cussing.
I totally believe you can't say the wrong thing to the right person, especially if they're in that mindset.
You can't say the wrong thing to the right person?
You can't say the wrong thing to the right person. Yeah, so if they're in that mindset, it's just like you say cussing, right? There's some people out there who hear cursing all the time, who grew up in a house that was a lot of cursing, right? You know, there's some people that might smoke
weed. Shout out to my kids.
You know what I'm saying? People that don't like smoke, but they grew up around smoke. You know what I'm saying? It is. I mean, depends on the individual. So
yeah, and I don't think cussing, you know, excludes you from being a teacher figure nowadays. Not nowadays.
Well, I guess it depends on the cursing, the curse words that you use.
I don't think it's just the cursing though. Like I say some pretty outlandish wild stuff.
It's like when I be at work, right? And I'm on conference calls, you know, and I hear people, I'm like, this is a business forum, right?
Yeah, you're not supposed
to
curse.
And you're not supposed to curse. But I hear people cursing, and there's some people that are curse damn near on all the calls, you know what I'm saying? But it's only certain curse words that they say. You know,
like on shit.
Like, you know, and I'm like, damn, but I can't get away with it.
Suck me.
And I know I probably would just push the envelope, but I say, that's why I try never to curse on it. But I'm just like, but nobody really is offended or has even said anything, because if they did, these people wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody cares about...
I know where people can go.
Where?
Hell? Right motherfucking here. To the No Nonsense Show. We're going to keep it real.
I'm going to keep it real.
Most of us do.
Smooth. This side right here in this corridor.
No, not this side.
This corridor. That's what I said. This corridor. Side. On my side, this corridor right here.
It's still that side until we can get this thing. No.
I think we should put partitions in for social distancing. I think we should have plastic partitions.
No, I mean, because whenever the camera cuts, this nigga got to go. he fucking swore up and down.
He did say disgusting. I did say disgusting.
Gross, disgusting.
No.
He was talking
but
shit.
But I didn't say gross either, my nigga.
But the thing about it is, we got to sanitize this whole fucking area. You know what I'm saying? Where this nigga been touching, he coughing, all that shit. Like, nah.
So basically, the way it goes is, it's connected here on the table, and then you and Smooth tunnel underneath. Well, Smooth tunnels.
So we have to wait till next time.
Nah, man. This nigga got to go.
Be honest, we got to wait till Be Honest Clem. He going to put on that whole white hazmat suit, clean this shit up.
He don't need to sit that far away to ride dick. I mean, this is too far.
Wait a minute. Did y'all think I was going to sanitize the room when y'all left tonight?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Oh, no. I purposely gave everybody a dap, because if we going to do this, I told you, I'm not playing this dumb shit. You came late. They
yeah,
be
that's
on
my purpose. So just be out. I didn't purposely come late. Let me say that.
He just said. I didn't.
It
was traffic. He smiled too.
No,
he said it was on purpose.
I was bullshit, but it was traffic. That's why I said y'all niggas can look it up. Hey, I purposely left.
We both was on 20.
An hour and 15 minutes. No, I was coming down 85 through the city, and as soon as you come through and you about to cross over 20, they got the whole shit. The motherfucker, the hero unit truck, it stopped. I was like, what the fuck is the accident? They sitting in the middle like no traffic. They pushing everybody off on 20.
Okay.
They push everybody to 20. So you got to take 20 to go around.
That's the way I came. Got here on time.
All right, well, I tried to put out some feelers in the live room for somebody to do trivia against.
Don't nobody want this smoke. Don't nobody want this smoke. If you want this smoke on the No Nonsense Show, come on and challenge your boy Jay Smooth. You know what I'm saying? With Fat Smooth up with knowledge. If you want this smoke, come on.
Have you been reading during the quarantine?
Yeah.
You said he was going to work out during the quarantine.
You see, I got this Wendy's drink. I mean,
Wendy's.
Hey, look.
It's a frosty, though. It is.
So I cut the serving size. And I didn't eat as many cookies. I got some Nilla wafers in the car. And I bust the bag on. Like 10 of them. I don't know how many.
Cookies.
I don't know how many that is. And they little cookies.
They
you know
Nillas,
what I'm saying?
Like, Nillas,
so I didn't eat. I said, I'm going to just ration them out. You know what I'm saying? So I actually started running a little bit Sunday. Started running a little bit Sunday.
That's yesterday.
That was yesterday. You didn't know you ran yesterday, my nigga?
Sunday. It was. I was just trying to think of what day it was. So my daughter was like this. So look, I actually bought some.
I'm gonna have to go Notre Dame in this bitch. Anybody out there that's a part of the sports world, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Notre Dame don't belong to no conference. They fuck around and they play all the main conferences.
Oh, I thought you were saying you're Rudy.
Nah, they don't belong to any conference, so they're independent. That is me. I don't have an allegiance anymore. This nigga's lying. And I can't take it.
I ran. No,
you ain't ran.
Let me say what I was saying.
Her man came home.
No.
What you running for then?
Me and my daughter. We ran a little bit. Nigga, I ain't say how far I ran. I just said I ran a little bit for the first time. Hey, look, it was probably about 200 yards. That's good for nigga not to be running over 3 years and just with my foundation is fucked up. I'm good. So look, check this out. I bought some compression pants, right? While we waiting on somebody to come get this smoke. I bought some compression pants, right?
You wore them by themselves?
Nigga, with shorts on. My daughter looking at me, she said, so...
Are those same things as biker shorts?
Biker
pants, yeah.
Did you put boxers on?
He didn't want to call them biker pants. No.
French Press, you asking a lot of gay shit. You want to know if I had drawers on under my motherfucking compression pants.
Gotta go.
He's back in the studio. French, no, I didn't. When I tried them on, I did, but then for the record, I didn't. I was just trying to say it don't make no sense. But look, my daughter looks at me. She said, "You wear compression pants. What are they for? I mean, are you going to play basketball? Because most people wear them. They about to do something sports related." I'm like, "Well, shit. I bought them because I think they're cool, and I might want to be cool, and I am going to start back working out. So I bought them for that."
Didn't put them on to go work out with your daughter. She shamed you into working out because
This was the day, 2 days before when I was just trying them on to see if they fit.
Trying them on.
Yeah, I was trying to see if they fit.
You was wearing them.
I was trying to see if they fit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I've never had them before. You know what I'm saying? So, and the closest that I had to that was like the pants that you used to get on a bike. And all of this shit is like biker shorts. It's just modern day. They call them compression. Nigga, them biking pants and biker shorts.
So, are you talking about the biker shorts that have the gel in the seat?
No, these didn't have the gel in the seat.
So what size is your compression pants, bro? What size compression?
Extra large.
Extra large?
Yep.
Two?
No, nigga, just one XL.
So you just put it underneath your stomach?
Yeah, and you're right, nigga. I was trying to see if I'm going to pull it on top or under. And I did make the decision. Yeah, but I was like,
because it's supposed to compress your stomach too, right?
So look, because
it's like a waist trainer.
It kind of folded over a little bit. It kind of folded over a little bit, right? I said, nigga, you got to lose weight so it can just go straight up on your abs. It was just folding over, nigga. It was just laying like a top. I'm like, this shit don't look too good. So you couldn't really see the wording on there and shit like that because the stomach is over it a little bit. So I said, it's okay.
It's like a canopy for your feet.
Give me something to shoot for. You know what I'm saying? It's like a shade tree over the banner. So anybody coming
for
the smoke?
Nobody's coming, so just put your headphones in. We'll let Mac do it.
Mac, come for the smoke, nigga.
So it's been a while since we've done this, but we're going to fed Jay with some knowledge because he is... I guess
you know it's not even close. He's definitely the dumbest host. I mean, we got a college graduate, a doctor, and a professor. I mean, what the fuck is?
He's not even a student. You remember
when I got up about 4 minutes on this song?
No, you remember this nigga told us that he helped us with math homework?
Yeah, nigga used to always walk around with that rolly briefcase.
All right, let's see. Let's get it.
He's looking at me, telling he's trying to cheat.
No, he can't cheat. All right, so, Mac, you ready?
Yep.
All right. A fathom is how many feet?
Incomprehensible.
What's that word? That's not a word.
Incomprehensible. Uncomprehendable.
Oh, my God.
Fathom.
No, how many feet?
A fathom is... It's too much to comprehend.
I got you. Okay. What is better than stone in the paper, stone, scissors game? What beats stone?
Weed.
Come on, man.
Paper.
You're going to lose it, dude.
Paper.
Acrophobia is commonly known as the fear of what?
Outside.
All right. In which city would you find Wembley Stadium?
What city? That city?
City. Do you know the country?
England?
Got me. That's
London.
Okay. Which comic book hero lives in the city of Metropolis?
There's a few that live in Metropolis, but I would say Superman.
Okay. All right, Smooth. All right, go ahead and put your headphones back on. Let's see how well you do against Dr. Mac.
I'm going to tell you right off the bat, Smooth, I'm a little rusty.
He's very rusty. You don't have to put everything up right now. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. A fathom is how many feet?
Damn, I know what this... A fathom.
Sometimes you say phantom. Phantom.
Fathom.
But sometimes you say phantom. And you're talking about the other thing, but this is a distance question.
Let's just say...
Come on, Ryan. Say it.
Yes. 12 feet.
Okay. What is better than stone in the paper, stone, scissors game?
What's better than stone?
Mm-hmm.
That's rock, paper, scissors.
Right. Different people call it different things. What beats rock?
Oh, shit, my nigga. When you put that paper over it. No, right. Nigga. It covered a rock, my nigga.
Which one?
The paper.
Paper, okay. Acrophobia is more commonly known as the fear of what?
Spiders, my nigga.
Okay. In what city would you find Wembley Stadium?
Wimbledon Stadium is over there in Wimbledon. As in, that shit.
You said Wimbledon?
You said the Wimbledon
Wembley
Stadium?
Wembley Stadium is in what city?
Wembley, boy.
Wembley.
Yeah.
Nigga, shit, Wimbledon, nigga. I don't give a
That's fuck. What city is in?
Wimbledon is in, motherfucker. What the fuck? Serena, come to me.
Just give me a city, my nigga.
Wimbledon. Can I come back? You got any more questions?
Yeah, I got one more. Which comic book hero lives in the city of Metropolis?
Metropolis. That would be... For 1,000, Alex, that would be Superman.
In which city would you find Wembley Stadium? Just give me an answer. We gotta
fuck
go.
That. Let's just say Wimbledon.
Okay.
Know.
All right. A fathom is how many feet? Mac, what the fuck, man?
What up?
Undeterminable? What did you say?
Unimaginable.
Unimaginable?
I can't even fathom.
6 feet?
I can't even fathom
it. So Smooth said 12. He was closer. We're not giving him credit, but 6 feet. 6 feet is a fathom.
Fathom is 6 feet. So when you...
And it's so crazy because I think we've done this before in a shot. I fucking can remember
shit. I haven't done fathom, I don't think.
Yeah.
What is better than stone in or rock in rock, paper, scissors? Both of you guys got that. That's paper, so it's 1-1. Acrophobia is more commonly known as the fear of what? You said spiders, which is arachnophobia.
Oh.
But you said outside, which is agoraphobia, I believe.
I think it is. I just didn't know if you said it right.
I said it. Acrophobia is the fear of heights.
I know that. Fucking, I'm scared of heights, nigga.
I have acrophobia,
nigga. I knew that shit, but I was loud and wrong like a motherfucker.
But shout out for me knowing what arachnophobia is and what agoraphobia is. You know, agoraphobia may be cry. No, it's outside. Yeah. It's outside. All right,
how you fear outside?
No, it's real deal.
Niggas
bro.
Fear everything, man.
It's a real deal, nigga. It won't go outside.
I think you're probably scared of normal sex now.
Yeah.
I think you might be scared of that. All right. In which city would you find Wembley Stadium? Jamie Mack said England at first, but he corrected himself and said London. You said Wimbledon. Wimbledon does happen in England, but we needed the city, which is London, and it's not Wimbledon. It was Wembley. Wembley Stadium.
Wembley Stadium.
Wembley.
Where they play football. Sometime.
And which comic book hero lives in the city of Metropolis? Both of you guys got Superman. Sadly, though, Jamie Mack, a tie is a loss.
No, I'm up.
He got one more.
I'm up, bro. What are you talking
about?
They
both got the same thing.
No, he got
the stadium right?
See?
Wembley
See?
Stadium. Didn't you say London?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
He corrected it.
Good.
See, I got to watch you. See, you need to get over there so you can watch him
God
a little
damn,
bit better.
I thought I had that fucking height shit.
Yeah,
and that fathom shit. I know I had that fathom. I could have got that.
You wasn't even close.
Why do they call it fathom, though?
What do you mean?
Like, why do they have another word for 6 feet? Like,
do they have a word for 5 feet?
Yeah, do they have one for 5 feet, 4 feet, 3 feet? No.
Okay, so just like they have meters to kilometers, you understand that? How they're, I'm sorry, feet to meters?
Yeah.
There's a conversion.
Okay, so a fathom is part of what? The metrics? Conversion?
No, it's underwater.
Okay. I thought those were leagues.
Nobody, that's further. So I don't think anybody says feet in water.
Ah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like nobody would say inches on a yardstick.
So FT really stands for fathom something? So on the side
FT
of the pool?
FT stands for feet.
On the side of the pool?
Feet. Okay. No, that's feet.
But I think in a pool, they're assuming people don't know fathoms.
Yeah.
And when you're only talking about two
fathoms. I'm going to the deep end.
How deep is your pool, dude?
Two fathoms, bro.
Two fathoms, my nigga.
I stepped up. I went big, got two fathoms instead of a fathom.
I am really, really disappointed in our live room right now. I really am. I really thought somebody was going to step up and...
Nobody wanted to see that smoke. Right?
All the shit they
talk... They got to assess the competition. Because, you know, we haven't done it in a while. They don't know Smooth did some research.
Step out. You got to step out, man. Step out on faith, right? Right, Smooth?
Absolutely.
Yeah, step out on faith.
God be with you.
Exactly. You might have won just because you prayed. What's wrong with that?
No,
you said it.
Should you pray before you go into a trivia battle? I think you should.
I think you should.
Why not? People pray for the dumbest shit. Why not trivia?
Why? What do you mean, like the dumbest shit? What do you mean, like before a game? Like when would you examine something to say, hey, that was dumb?
Well, you're about to go fight another dude, like really beat his ass, and he's about to beat your ass, and then you guys are gonna pray, and then give the glory to God when one of you guys wins. It's very odd.
No,
it's
so
pretty stupid.
No, you heard about that one nigga who didn't pray and died.
I didn't hear about that one guy.
Well, the one guy that just died. He was in a boxing match and he fucking. I can guarantee.
How do you know he didn't pray?
Look at the results, bro.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Plenty of people pray that lose
and not die though.
Plenty of people die that pray.
Nope.
So you're telling me this has never happened? There's never been for instance,
a fighter.
O-Dub.
Right.
O-Dub gets in anybody's car. What's the first thing he does?
He does his cross.
Some shit, right?
He does the Buddha pray, the Buddha stance, and then he does the four cross Catholic thing.
I happen to know that he got into a really bad car wreck one time, and he did that shit first.
First?
Yes.
Check this out.
But he survived.
Thank you, bruh.
Somebody got really, really hurt though.
Not
O-Dub.
He didn't pray for just himself. He prayed for the car.
No, he did bro. This. When you do this, that's just for you.
When I asked him, I said, "So are you doing that for me?" He's like, "Yeah, man, that's for the whole car."
He just don't want to offend you.
Yeah, that was a lie.
He don't give a shit about you. He just wants to make you. He didn't pray before when you got on the road when you was on your way. He didn't like, "Oh, let me do that."
How stupid this is.
No. It's just for him. And that's why he survived. Yeah, didn't get hurt.
When we was growing up, didn't you used to do this shit when you go through the light and you just touch the top of the ceiling?
I kissed the ceiling.
What was that for?
A yellow light?
If you go on a yellow light, kiss the ceiling. That's what you're going to get a ticket.
Thank you, Lord.
Not to God. I didn't say God. Please don't let me get a ticket.
Hey, when LeBron, when they popped the shot, they just say, thank you, Lord.
Did y'all used to do that thing when y'all turn your music down when you rode by the cemetery?
No.
Fuck that.
Nigga, let them niggas listen. What's that going to do? What's the music down going to do?
I thought you were going to wake
up. Nigga, let them rest in peace, my nigga. They ain't got time for all that.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah.
Do you put your music down when you're looking for an address? When you like, let's say somebody give you an address and you're in the neighborhood, now you're looking for the house.
Respect. If I'm in somebody's neighborhood, I'll turn my music down out of respect. I don't pull up somebody's house bumping.
I put my music down thinking that it's going to help me find a house or some shit. I don't know why I do that. When I'm looking for something,
I was wondering why you asked me that, because now I understand you do that. I was like, who the fuck does that?
So here's the thing, right? As ridiculous as it was for me as a young person to kiss my finger and then touch the roof of my car when I go through a yellow light to not get a ticket, that's just as ridiculous as it is to pray about trivia or anything else that you're praying
for. Okay, be honest. I don't know why you're doing this.
Let's move on.
How many tickets did you get?
Let's move on.
Running through yellow lights.
I've gotten tickets before.
Running through yellow lights when you're doing that.
Not
a damn one, right?
I don't remember.
So it's about as equivalent to prayer. So let's keep it. Now let's go on, because you're right. It works. You didn't get any tickets.
Let's move on.
Let me ask y'all something, because in this topic, I really just need to know, because I'm very...
So it's an educational topic.
Yeah, this is an educational topic for me, because I don't understand the problem with cultural appropriation. I really do not understand the problem with it. The reason why I don't understand the problem with it, because as an immigrant myself... I was taught that we're supposed to come here and sell our culture. Like, that's how we can not only represent our culture and not forget it, but also we can monetize from it. We can either open up a restaurant selling our food or selling...
No offense. I was going to ask, who's buying Haitian culture?
I was going to say, I never knew that.
What's something that came from Haiti that we do?
Not a large market for Haiti.
It's not a large Haitian market, but if you go to New York...
No, I'm just saying. We are here.
I know there are Haitians in Little Haiti, and there are Haitians in Haiti, and there are Haitians in...
New York, Boston, Jersey.
And Miami. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the Haitians. Yeah. We're talking about the appropriation of something that Haitians brought here, and the people are like, oh, that's really cool. I want to do that too.
I'm going to be like that Haitian.
What is it? Give us something that you see every day, like, that motherfuckers bit off us.
No, so us Haitians.
So nothing?
We haven't done it like that. We've done it through service.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
We've done it through service.
You got no answer.
No, I don't have an answer.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
There's absolutely nothing that Haitians do that anybody else in the world wants to do.
Not in America.
No, where? I'm asking. This man is Haitian. You're not Haitian.
I bet you could find a village in Africa somewhere that'd be like, damn, I wish I was in Haiti.
Mm.
It was a beach. Like, I mean, no, like the central.
No. Not wish I was in.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Not wish I was in.
I wish I was Haitian.
No, like, I'd like to do that thing. That thing that those Haitians do is pretty cool. I want to do that too.
Aren't the Haitians the one that robbed the fucking boats? No, those are Somalians, huh?
Yeah, those are Somalians. Pirate. They can't.
Just a pirate thing. Yeah, if you're a pirate,
y'all ain't got
pirate.
Y'all ain't got no pirates, nigga. Don't shit on Somalian pirates.
They're not wasting no boat or no robbery, nigga. They trying to get to America.
We trying to come to the good old USA.
Them niggas is coming up, fucking making robbing oil tankers and shit, and you trying to shit on. At least they got something. When you think of Somalia, you think of pirates, nigga. When you think of Haitian, what do you think of?
Voodoo. That's the truth.
Honestly, I think of New Orleans when I think of
voodoo, right?
So, well, okay. In America. So yeah, maybe, that's part of Creole culture. Creole.
Nope.
Haitians Creole. That's part of the Creole culture.
Nope. So New Orleans, why aren't there more Haitians in New Orleans then?
That's a good point.
Those are French Creoles. Those are French whatever. They don't fuck with y'all. Mm-mm. New Orleans niggas don't fuck with Haitians. They're like, oh man, my family's from Haiti. Nobody says that in New Orleans.
And they Creole.
I don't think we have ties with New Orleans.
They're the real Creoles. Y'all are those.
No, we're real Creole.
Nah, bro.
Hold on.
Come on, man.
Oh, the French fucked y'all too, though, right?
What's that nigga say? Onion and shit. That's a real Creole, my nigga. No, I'm talking about that light skinned dude used to cook. He had the chef show or whatever.
Onion.
He's trying to put some onion in it. You ever heard Riding Dirty album by UGK? It's a Creole dude on the front of that time. Yeah, I got the magic dude that was that shit. That's that real Creole. Y'all that cut bull fake shit, man. Come
if
on.
If anything,
man.
We're the realest Creole people of all
my
time.
My nigga, no.
Us and the people from Martinique. That's probably
There are Creole people in New Orleans. There are no Creole people in Haiti. They're Haitians.
All of us are Creole people.
Nah, you're Haitians.
Haitians are Creole people.
Nah.
So you know what Creole people are?
So Creole people are, when somebody says they're Creole, I never heard you say I'm Creole. You say I'm Haitian.
Right.
I heard people.
Because that's
my
nationality.
People in New Orleans say I'm Creole.
Okay, that's them.
And
they probably don't want to say I'm black or I'm African American, because they're more mixed than a black or an African American. I'm Haitian.
What Beyonce say? She mixed that what with that Creole? <Right. laughs> You know what I'm saying? She didn't say I mixed that with the Haitian. Nope. Nobody said that.
Creole, a person of mixed European and black descent, especially in the Caribbean. My nigga, we're the most fucking Creole people. Us Cape Verdeans. I don't know why Cape Verdeans are in Africa, but they're Creole people as well. I know people from.
I don't believe
Martinique
any of this.
Martinique and stuff like that,
Martinique.
Too.
Martinique. I don't believe any of this. I think that real Creole people come from New Orleans, and that's fine, man.
They are real Creole people,
It's no
too.
Shot on you. You know what I'm saying?
I thought real Creoles were light-skinned.
Some of them are.
In New Orleans, most of them are.
You know you can't lie no more in 2020, right?
Yeah, I know. Sierra Rogers is Creole.
Why'd you giggle at him like that?
Because he's like, I know, like he got personal
you
information.
You don't know her, nigga.
I don't.
Everything you know is something you learned on the internet.
Yeah. About her, yeah. But back to what I was talking about. The reason why I want to know about it, because I was watching Dave, which is the Lil Dicky show on FX. It's pretty good, actually. And the last episode of that show, he was pretty much on Breakfast Club. He's playing himself, by the way, for those of you guys that don't know. He's playing Lil Dicky, the rapper, trying to make it. So he was on Breakfast Club, and the host, Charlamagne and them, was telling him, is he appropriating rap culture or black culture, right? And I never understood that, because... To me, I feel like when something is dope, people are gonna do it regardless, right? You do something nice, or you created something that's dope, people are gonna try to do it and make money with it, right? Period. Okay. No matter what it is, right? Okay. When Chinese people started with noodles and Italians people figure out how to make spaghetti, I don't think they got mad. When we go and make spaghetti ourselves as Americans, I don't think Italians are getting mad. But if we have a wife...
Who got mad when black people started putting little hot dogs in ramen noodles?
Nobody.
Not right. A damn.
I'm just putting your pearl.
That's what I'm saying.
Point.
Nobody gets mad when we take like cuisine and try to make our own.
Whoa.
No.
Wait, what do we take?
Cuisine. Cuisine. I said it in French. Cuisine.
that's French.
I said it in French. I didn't say that's French. I said it in French.
So you mean you said it with a French accent?
De trash.
I said it in French. Cuisine.
De trash.
So cuisine is not an English word.
I'm not saying it's not an English word. We say it the same way. That's all I'm saying.
No, you don't. You say it cuisine.
Gavage.
Nobody cuisine.
They said it in French. Gavage.
Said my cuisine. We don't get mad when it comes to food. We let people appropriate our food, right? We make Taco Tuesdays, and we're Americans. Mexicans are not getting mad, right? But if I'm a white dude and I decide to get dreadlocks, it's a fucking problem. Okay. If I'm a
What you got to say?
I know. I just, it's not about the food thing, right? It's about the not having, it's about having your shit stolen before, right? Like, it's about being a creator, right? And every time you create something, someone comes in, takes your shit and copyrights it and makes it their own.
Oh, you
and
mean
makes
life.
It makes things off of it. And then you don't, even though you are the whatever, right, the creator of it, someone else has took it from you and made it their own and profited off it.
That's black stealing. Black
people feel like, and this is just what I understand black people tell me, this shit has been this shit has been going on for far too long, right? Like, we're tired of this shit, right? So, and here, and then nowadays, here we go again. Another whatever about to take what we invented and monopolize it and monetize it and make money off it. And where are we going to be? Sitting at the back of the bus still.
So, but the thing about it is, and that's because I think just a lot of people, from that standpoint, they just don't know how to make their shit legit and legal so that nobody can come in and steal your shit. If you think you just got a good ass idea or you got a good product, whatever it is, right? Just legalize your shit just to make it where nobody, and if they do steal it, you can get something from that.
How do you trademark box braids? Black folks get mad because white women wear braids. Like, how do you
wear blonde hair? You know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
how do you trademark braids?
I don't know if you really can trademark that or whatever, but.
How do you trademark having a big booty? This is the stupidest shit in the world.
They probably can trademark the shape of that motherfucker. Like, if it's made.
Only the doctor can probably trademark that.
Or circumference or whatever.
Reggie said a good thing. Like, you know what I mean? The fucking black women culture appropriate their asses off.
That's what I'm saying.
Off their asses off. That Remy, that fucking, that Peruvian straight and all them fucking long ass nails and shit that ain't theirs. All of that shit ain't that. That's your real heritage.
Can I bring it up again? I know I've said this before, but it is really disgusting. I'm sorry, ladies. It's really disgusting for you to have another bitch's hair on your head. That is weird as fuck, man. I prefer you get synthetic hair.
Synthetic, right?
If you get another bitch's hair and connect it to your fucking scalp, that's fucking weird.
Well,
those are the ones that are more expensive, right?
You would do real hair.
Because they say it lasts longer.
Because that's the Indian hair.
I don't give a fuck. That's weird. There's a bitch somewhere who used to have that hair and it's
cut it off.
And then now you're wearing her. And like, don't y'all feel like there's something like.
I think it's going to a good cause.
Or like organ donor.
It's like an organ donor.
No, but I'm saying like, okay, so.
What about if she got cancer?
Y'all don't feel like the antenna thing, like hair being an antenna at all, connecting you to whatever. I know you motherfuckers are spiritual. Y'all don't.
They didn't wash that shit. They didn't wash that shit.
I feel like that antenna thing, you still need that root, right? The root of their hair. You don't.
Right. So why the fuck would you put an antenna on your TV if your TV is broke?
So the same.
It ain't going to get no signal.
It looks better.
But it looks cool.
It's prettier.
I get what you're saying, but it would be, and I know it's a bit extreme. It would be the same thing. Like, Nick, I think most people that they put the hair in their head for various reasons. It's like if a motherfucker need a kidney, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm about to put somebody else fucking kidney.
That kidney is life for
goddamn
death.
Body.
Come on, man.
But I'm just saying, it's like you got people out there that's got cancer. They'll use motherfuckers
life
real
hair
and shit like that. So okay. We're making exceptions for the cancer patients.
Yes, I would.
But
I don't make exceptions for somebody who has cancer and they lost their
problems. Who got problems with that shit?
There's something that there's a reason. But if you're just saying, you know what, that Indian bitch looks better than me. I need her hair to make me fly.
I like the way that bitch look when she get out the pool.
And then you don't look like her.
Not at all.
Even if you buy the $700 hair, you don't look like her. It was a waste of time. I'm just, this is me personally. I don't speak for anybody else in the show. To me, that shit is very weird to have another bitch's hair stuck to your head. Fucking weird.
I think we might have talked about it at one point. Bitches is getting fucked up in India over that shit too. Like like they're getting their shit snuck stolen. Like, you know what I mean? There's
Or they think they're doing it for their religious reasons too.
Yeah. Not just that though, those ones in Asia, they're barely making any money at all. Like they're making nothing off of it. And it's sad it's sad on that side, but I don't care about that because I don't live there. So I don't have to worry cognitive dissonance. I don't have to worry about that. I'm talking about these women in America who can afford to do something else, but still choose to go grab another bitch's hair and slam it. Like, Jimmy Mac, for instance, right? Or Stay Smooth, for instance, right? Let's say you wanted my muscles because you just tired of being soft everywhere, right?
No, I wouldn't wear no nigga's muscles.
Exactly. There's no way you would get my muscles taken out.
My name ain't LL Cool J. Well, that nigga, you know, that got hooked up. Well, he won't wear no other nigga's muscle. He got his shit hooked up.
There's no way that you would put my muscles in your arms, right? Even though you'd be fly, because you'd be a lot stronger and, you know, you people would look like you're, oh, that's a man.
No, it's just, no, it'll probably look real, real funny. Like I watch, I used to watch Botch a lot, right?
Because you still got to do your
and
legs.
It was some dude that was on Botch that he wanted pecs and he wanted his arms and shit like that and he was fucked up.
You're missing my point.
And he wound up getting that shit. I wouldn't want that
you
shit.
Wouldn't
I
want another man.
Shit.
You'd want to just be soft. If you're soft, you just be natural soft.
Just mushy. Pillow I like
top.
Being mushy.
You'd be a pillow top.
But I remember, I feel like I remember, maybe it was just my awareness that there was a time it was all synthetic, right? I mean, I feel like within...
press-on nails, nigga, it was.
Like, yeah. And then it was like maybe within the last decade or
no,
so.
No, more than
that.
Yeah,
okay. Where they started with the real, you
kinky
know...
Kinky wave Indian hair.
The crazy shit is white women did it first. You're culturally appropriating an Indian bitch by way of a white bitch. It's all appropriation.
But that's what I'm saying.
That ain't your scalp, nigga.
And that's not
your
straight.
All them
black chicks with that bone straight, that is not how your hair is.
This shit been over 20 years, bro. They've been doing that.
Like our fucking little skit, that's not how that shit sound. That is not how that shit look. So stop it. I mean, but no one... trips off of that appropriation, right?
But see, what I was telling us, I was just having a conversation with somebody. I said, it's just like, niggas be talking about they got good hair. You know what I'm saying? When niggas, they get, because their hair look wavy and shit. I said, you can tell if a nigga got good hair. If he got hair on his chest, he got hair on his arm, all the texture matches up. So you can't have good hair on your head and you got nappy hair on your chest and you got nappy hair under your arm, but on top of your head is good hair. I said, same way with fucking chicks. They be talking about they got good hair, like I got good, great hair. But then, bitch, your coochie hair is nappy than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And then what little hair that you got growing out of your arm, it's the same fucking thing. What you about to say, J-Mac?
I wasn't going to say anything except for I didn't want to be honest to say anything.
Can I say it now?
You please
can
do. Because I know you're going to say it much better than I can because my head's racing right now.
So I noticed you went to pubic hair on the women.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but right before that, you said you went chest hair, underarm hair. You said leg hair. You said a lot of hair.
But I was saying both
for
of
a
them,
guy
yeah.
though, right? So you would it's the way you know when you're trying to figure out somebody has good hair or not. You don't look at their head. No.
No, he.
You
could,
look
but
their,
you could tell.
You would look at their beard.
A nigga could put fucking wet, you know, the fucking wet and wavy,
S-curl right,
wet
yeah.
and wavy, and brush
so
that shit.
So you
enough.
Have to do more research. And normally, what you look at,
I, no,
chest
that's
hair,
not, no,
underarm.
That's not no. What I said, I was telling
how
her.
How would you know?
I said no. I was telling
her. Take his shirt off.
No, because I was telling the chick. I was talking to a chick, right?
No.
And I was talking to a chick.
You said
and
you.
I was talking to a chick,
right?
And I said, how you can tell if a guy has good hair is that you compare all the hair that's
how
on his body.
How do you know that's true, though?
Yeah, it is true. Because, nigga, how the fuck are you going to have, let's take you for instance, how's a nigga, J-Mac, going to have good hair like you?
Is
listen,
it me or
I'm just,
which
I'm just,
one?
Listen,
you
listen,
said him, then you said
listen,
my name.
No, listen, I'm just, right. I'm using both of you as an example.
Okay.
Let's thank just you. Say, this nigga got hair on his head that look like your hair on top of your head, but the nigga mustache is nappy as fuck, his chest hair nappy as fuck, and under his arm is nappy as fuck. Nigga, that's it don't happen
how
like that.
How do you know what somebody's hair, nigga, head hair is like compared to their underarm hair?
Nigga, because
without seeing
you
it.
Play basketball with niggas all the time, and you
that's
see
what
niggas
you focusing on.
No, but
not the pick and roll.
Nigga, you come on, nigga, y'all niggas killing me. You motherfuckers kill me. Y'all act like there you go. There you niggas go instead of y'all looking at the point. Y'all niggas trying to say everything fucking gay. You know what I'm saying? But
yo, follow
you
through,
seen
my
the
nigga.
Shit.
Hold that follow through. Yeah, I see what you working with.
Whatever. You nigga, y'all niggas gonna take everything motherfucking
hey, look, no, but that's weird.
But that's, no, true, but true, that's true. Reality.
It is weird to
bullshit.
Say. It is weird to say for a guy to say, this is weird. For a guy to say, you can always tell if a guy got good hair or not by looking at his chest hair or his underarm hair. And the only thing he left out, the only thing he left out was pubic hair.
Right,
but he said that for the girl.
So listen.
Why'd he stop on the guy?
Okay, hold up. And what I'm gonna tell you is that I don't, be honest, how long have we known each other? I don't, whatever long it is.
Right.
I have no idea what your chest hair looks like.
Of course you don't.
Of course you don't. You don't play fucking basketball with him.
Fridge
and he got his shirt off.
Fridge,
you know what I'm saying?
Did you play basketball?
Yes, we did.
Did you take your shirt off?
No.
So hold on. Okay, wait, so wait you wouldn't know that. But J-Mac, have so, you ever played? Hold on.
No, let me ask you a question first. So what is what your theory is what you're saying we should do. If you're ever wondering if someone has good hair or not, invite him to play basketball.
And, but see,
shirt skins.
But I'm gonna tell you
well,
why.
You gotta invite him shirt
but,
skins though.
But let me just help you.
Can't bring jerseys.
So J-Mac, you never played basketball, nigga, and he had his shirt off, and you see on his arm and his chest. Get the fuck out of here,
you
nigga.
Know, you don't examine.
No, but what I'm saying,
his hair is not the same.
But it's just.
Hold on, no.
He asked me. Let me ask you. Yes, I've played with dudes with shirts and skins.
Have you ever noticed? You got some friends that got waves in their head growing up, right?
You asked me. I'd never noticed the texture of their chest hair.
Jimmy Mack.
Never.
Fuck out of here, man. That's bullshit. This is what I'm talking about. You saying we're going to keep it real on the show. Nigga, you lying. If you ain't never noticed a nigga had nappy on his chest ever playing basketball, that's bullshit.
I never noticed the nigga's chest hair.
We went to Miami together. Did you happen to notice my underarm texture?
I didn't notice anybody's chest hair. We were in the ocean, right? The only nigga that whose hair I noticed is the dude I took a picture of who had it on his shoulders and it looked like he had shoulder pads.
What was the texture like, though?
I don't know, right? It was feathered.
Was it the same as his head, though?
I didn't notice that.
Y'all so full of shit, man.
I didn't cross-examine his other hairy body parts.
So look, here's a theory, listener.
You have to admit that shit is a little different.
No, it's not. But what I was saying was, I'm just saying, you just have to use, it's you're using just...
Reasoning, deductive reasoning.
Reasonable thought. Process behind the shit, right? And saying that, hey, it's like I always say, nigga, you know, and motherfuckers say, well, that's not really right. Nigga, if you short arms, short legs, a short torso, short ass body, mathematically impossible for a motherfucking nigga to have a 15-inch motherfucking dick. Everything is going to come into proportion. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, I always said that on the show. It ain't the first time. But I'm just saying, it's just like, if a nigga got wavy motherfucking hair and this shit curly, like back in the day, J-Mac, you grew up in the era where nigga had S-curls, right? Mm-hmm. Niggas weren't texturizing their chest or their hair. If a chick wanted to really find out a nigga's true texture, a nigga take off his shirt, look at his arm or on his chest, if he grow motherfucking hair, because they had it back in the day.
So that's weird. I'm done with that.
Did it get any weirder when he talked about the short arm?
What's crazy is he showed us a video of a little midget nigga with a big dick. That's what's so crazy about this. He's his own contradiction.
Always.
But here, though, in the live room, King Kunta said, you have hair like taco meat. He knows that because we said it on the show.
I got good hair.
No, you don't. You have taco meat on your chest.
No, I don't.
However, here's the thing. Do you have taco meat on your head?
No, the same texture that I've had when I grew my hair out is the same texture I have on my chest.
When you used to wear that real low gay ass V neck,
the hair on my chest is not fucking nappy, and it's not taco meat.
I didn't say nappy; I said taco meat.
It's not no taco meat. It's period.
BDBs.
It's not BDBs. My hair doesn't ball up on my fucking chest. Period. Point blank.
He said goat doo doo.
Nigga, my hair balls.
Nigga, the hair on my chest don't ball up. This shit right here, look, it's gray and everything on this motherfucker. See this shit? See this? This shit is not taco meat.
He's really, you know what I'm saying? See that, like, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just saying. This ain't no motherfucking taco meat.
Now you know why you wear V-necks.
Look, do I got hair under there? It's some hair under there. Hey, and this shit is straight.
You wear V-necks for easy access. I get it
It's
now.
Straight.
I get it
the
now.
The texture under my arms, on my chest, when I grow it on my head, it's the same thing. And on my nuts, it's all the same fucking texture.
So why you throw your nuts in but want to leave the other dude's nuts out?
Because I know about my nuts. So I'm just saying. So if it's like that for me, nigga, it's the body makeup, right? There's no way in the hell you got a good texture on your head, and nigga, everything else is motherfucking just so happy to be nappy.
So you're helping the ladies out. No, I'm just saying, you're helping the ladies.
Helping the ladies. Culture appropriation.
Yeah, back to that. So what? Like, why do we pick and choose?
I told you, though, because, again, we don't like anybody. We don't, okay, because, again, this is the thing. If you can be a robber, right, you don't mind fucking robbing from people. You don't want to be robbed, though, just because you're a fucking robber. Just because you rob don't make it, you go, oh, someone broke in my house. It's fucking okay because I do it to other people. No, you still don't want to be appropriated, right? You don't mind fucking with getting your Remy bone straight shit and your fucking color contacts and all that other shit to fucking make you look less like you.
Yeah.
But let a motherfucker box braid their shit, like, you know, Derek back in the day, I don't think they fucking stressed her in the perfect 10 when she...
No, they did.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it.
And then to the ones, because I know the people that do complain when a white girl get box braids, they say it's because they get in trouble with the workforce or schools when they have their certain hairstyles, but white people are like celebrated, they go to fashion shows when they have that.
That would piss me off.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Why? Why would it piss you off?
Why would it piss me off to get fucking in trouble for doing the same thing that another motherfucker can do? King Kuta cares about this all the time. White people with fucking guns get arrested, and according to him, black people with guns get shot. Not true. I watched fucking Live PD on the way here. Fucking white dude came out around the building.
Whoa, you watched something on the way here?
No, before I came here.
Okay.
Lies.
And the motherfucker said,
I thought you was at work.
He came. I work from home now.
Oh, lies.
I work from lies. Home. And this motherfucker came out from behind the building and was like, shoot me. And they said, gun. This nigga said, shoot me. And then went to commercial. And I was like, I got to go. Let me know what happened. I was like, because from what I hear, white people don't get shot like that. Wifey called me and was like, no, they shot that nigga.
Of course they shot
him. They shot that nigga.
You know how many white people get shot by cops? Lots. Lots of white people get shot by cops.
They shot that
and
nigga.
And there's no story about their white ass. They're just dead.
Just white cops.
Do you think a lot of it comes from because certain people they don't like? Because I remember like when Iggy Azalea was rapping. I don't know if she still does it. They used to go off on her. But they don't say shit about Eminem.
No. Because so this is about the culture appropriation thing, right? This is, I think, what happens. First off, people wasn't, they tripped on Kardashian and they like her. A lot of people like her.
They didn't really trip on her though. It was quick. That was a quick trip.
Yeah, it was quick. But they
is she appropriating black culture? Or
she looked like fucking Diana Ross. She looked like a whole black woman.
Yeah, she looked totally
black.
That
picture, I remember that picture. But is that cultural appropriation or paying homage to Diana Ross? Like Kim Kardashian cannot pay homage to Diana Ross?
Blackface? Can anybody white blackface?
Is that really blackface?
She black body.
That was like a spray tan.
she looked like a whole average.
You can't not darken your skin to look like a black person.
When I think blackface, I think like charcoal black, like when you put that dark black on your face to look like
I think anytime you try to look like a black person, right, that's blackface. Right.
So spray tan is
people,
blackface?
People were doing Michael Jackson. That's not blackface?
A white person doing...
Yeah.
And then they put a black Michael Jackson face? Because there's two Michael Jackson faces. There's the black Michael Jackson face, there's the white Michael Jackson face.
Pick. Choose.
I'm assuming the black one since it's blackface.
I'm just saying, I don't think that you can blackface any kind. So it was obvious. She had an afro. Yeah, and her skin was very, very brown.
Yeah.
I don't think there was, I mean, maybe it was spray tan, but yeah. I don't think it matters.
It didn't. It didn't.
I didn't look at it as blackface for me.
But, so what I was saying though, as far as, you know, what your question was about people, you know, picking and choosing. I don't think it matters, but Eminem is different, right? I think with the whole cultural appropriation thing, like fucking, if you grew up in that, is not, are you really culture appropriating? Are you just a white person who grew up in a fucking hood?
Exactly. So if you're a young white kid that grew up in the suburbs, but hip hop music is the number one music in America, and you become a rapper.
You said suburbs though, my nigga.
But hip hop music is still the number one music in America.
Listening to music ain't the same, my nigga, as growing up and having to fucking get in fights for being a fucking... No, from being a white boy growing up in a fucking inner city around black people, that's a different lifestyle than being a white boy sitting in your fucking room listening to Tupac, nigga. Boy listening to Tupac, even though I ain't against it, he got less of a leg to fucking say nigga. The white boy, like white boy Rick or a motherfucking white boy who actually fucking grew up in an inner city around black people, that ain't faking it. This is what you are. This is what you know. Cultural appropriation, to be damned, you're just a white dude that fucking... grew up in a different environment. So to me, that's not cultural appropriation. So I don't know where Eminem grew up. To me, I mean, he said 8 miles. It seemed like poverty. Seemed like he knows about the fucking struggle.
But y'all don't know where Amethyst grew up either.
Who that?
Iggy Azalea.
Oh.
She grew up in Australia. You don't know. Life is not... Australia is a bunch of fucking land.
Every time I see Crocodile Dundee.
Three cities. It's like a bunch of just land in the middle where nothing happens but death and torment and torture. And then on the outskirts by the water is people.
Outback Steakhouse got some good steaks.
And it's poor there too.
Is it a lie? I mean...
She was saying that she came here and had nothing. She had to do whatever she could to make it.
Because she was
an
immigrant,
right? And if that means rapping like Eve...
Somebody paid for them booty shots though.
It's not Eve. Who is it? Who does she rap like? Who did I say her voice
MC
is
like?
Not Eve, was it?
I don't think she rapped like Eve.
It is Eve, I think. She tried to mimic the voice.
Because, she tried to have a hardcore voice.
Yeah, I think she tried to mimic Eve's voice. I think she does a really good job of it. And I don't see a problem with her saying, you know what? Rap is my ticket.
I don't.
So when is it?
If you can appropriate Dr. Seuss with that sweater.
I'm waiting for her. I'm waiting for her iPhone to get hacked and them news to get released. Or sex tape, something.
Some of it's so fake, though. Like, some of her parts are, like, just real fake.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody said, someone said something about, I don't know, you probably don't know anything about that, but the Meowth. Meowth.
Was that the mouth?
It was the little cat from...
Some of the little Tomcat? The emoji thing?
No, from, what was it, the Rocket? No, from Pokemon. The way
she's built.
Right. Yeah. It's like a little, the cat is thicker on the bottom and skinny on top.
Yeah.
But all my point was is that if she has to do something to make it, how the fuck is that different than a black person doing whatever they got to do to make it?
I don't
know that I'm willing to say cultural appropriation, fuck her, if she's doing whatever she has to do to make it.
Okay, so when is it cultural appropriation and when is it paying homage? Because they like to say Drake cultural appropriate because he likes to rap with the UK drill flow, which is London rap.
Hold on. Drake's a cultural appropriation. This nigga black. How's he cultural?
Because Drake makes like music.
Damn. So black people cultural appropriation.
That's what I'm
people?
Saying. Because Drake makes music like with the UK sound, but he also does like Jamaican sound music. So they say he's appropriating the music. I'm like, he's paying homage. And for me, I understand Drake even more because he grew up in Toronto. It's full of Caribbean people. That's like part of his culture, technically, like loving Caribbean music. So when he makes like the Caribbean sound and the Caribbean voice, they say he's stealing from those people, even though those people are with him and saying are bringing him along with him. Like Drake is hanging out with the people that technically controls those cultures.
I'm just gonna go ahead and put it out there. I think people that guys, I'm gonna say guys that like rap but talk shit about Drake, I think they secretly think he's sexy or something, or they got some sort of gay.
I don't think he's sexy. I don't have anything gay towards Drake. I don't like Drake.
But none. So you think his music is whack?
No. I just don't like him.
Okay, so that's different.
It's just
I'm
so
talking
soft.
About. But my thing is, it's like LeBron. You can hate LeBron. You can say whatever. The talent is undeniable. You cannot say that this motherfucker is not gifted. So I that's my point with Drake. This motherfucker puts out shit that is a lot of. I mean.
So look.
He outsold Michael Jackson. I mean, as far as hits. I mean,
you're not fucking pregnant Sierra. What about Amethyst? Show that picture again, Smooth.
She pregnant?
No, she's just regular.
Oh, yeah.
Who you picking?
Oh, regular Amethyst.
Oh, for real?
All day.
Even though she's a culturally appropriated black people?
Hold on. What if Sierra's not pregnant?
Oh, Sierra. For sure. Okay. For sure. Ever since that ride video.
What about Willing
Amethyst? But see, that's my thing. I can't think of that ride video with that big ass stomach. Get the fuck out of here.
What about Willing Amethyst or not saying no, Sierra?
She do look.
What does that mean?
So you're saying she looks good there? You're saying she looks good there?
Oh, no, she get it. Who?
Amethyst.
Yeah, I never seen her in a scene that she wouldn't get it. I mean, she good. She good on my end.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, no, not all the way willing. I don't know what that meant, but I'm gonna go with the willing. Willing all the time.
Willing Amethyst. Okay. Well, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, raresilence.com, where you can check out all of the shows on the network, Black on Both Sides, Open Room with BTG, BTG for President. What's up?
She live out here, right?
Who?
Amethyst.
Everybody lives out here.
Yeah.
They are out here sometimes.
No, she does live out here because she's with Playboy Cardi, and Playboy Cardi lives out here.
Why do you know this?
That's a dude? Oh, that's her dude?
Playboy Cardi, yeah.
Why do you know this?
Because I'm a Playboy Cardi fan.
Fan?
Yeah, I like Playboy Cardi.
I thought he was going to say some smooth shit like I'm a Playboy or some shit like that or something.
I don't know a Playboy Cardi song. Could you rap one real quick?
I can't rap his songs.
Because
he makes those voices.
What's the name of a song?
Do one. Do the hook of one.
Last song he was on was Pain with the Drake on the Drake song.
Do a hook of a song that we would know. What's one of his hits?
I can't really do his voice.
You're a fan.
Do it in your voice. Do it in a Creole voice.
You're a fan.
For all the New Orleans Creole, fake ass Creole people in New Orleans, this is your chance. Do it in Creole.
Nobody could help you, man.
That's the song?
No, I'm speaking in Creole.
No, do the song in Creole.
I can't really do his, because he's like a little Uzi Vert type of guy. Like, it's not like you can out-rap
him. So why would you like somebody who's like another dude? Why don't you just like Uzi Vert?
Right, he said
he's like those. He's like
you,
that sound.
You said fan. You're a fan of the nigga.
I'm a fan of the sound. I'm a fan of like when it's time to party, I can play Playboy Cardi.
He parsed this nigga out, right?
That's what I'm saying. I'm a fan of the sound.
You just ask him. You just keep asking the same question enough. I promise you that shit's gonna change.
If you want details, yeah.
Could you please let us hear what the sound sounds like?
Don't
play it. Rap it.
I can't rap Playboy Cardi's verses. He doesn't have like legit verses.
Okay, what do you got? How about this? How about just tell our fans a name of a song they could go ahead and that you like?
I said Pain.
Pain?
Yeah.
That's a Drake song.
Right.
With Playboy Cardi.
No, what about him? His song. What's his hit? You're a fan, my nigga.
Not really, though, is he? Not really.
What's his hit?
He not a fan.
Wow, you don't even like this dude.
I hope our fans aren't fans like you.
Right. I'm not his hardcore fan, but I'm
you
just saying.
You're not a fan.
Fan?
You know his name. I like you know his who music. He fucks. That's about all you know about this dude.
You know,
he was on Drake's Pain.
Right. I see that's the last song.
So you know Drake's song. What about his song? What is the song that gave him his name, his clout?
Magnolia.
Rap it. Rap the hook.
I can't rap it.
What are you afraid of?
I really can't.
You are a rapper.
Practice for next week.
I'm far from that.
You rap against the famed Nathan Knights.
Yeah, yeah. He's a rapper.
Come on, man. Give us a little rap.
I really can't.
Just give us what you got.
It's like rash. It's just fucking noise.
What?
It's noise.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's hear the noise.
And this nigga said, no, I like him.
And he's trash. Your French voice. It's trash.
I want to be garbage. A fan. I want to be a fan too.
It says trash.
Classine.
Just say English words with trash. I speak French.
Dude, what are you looking for? What are you looking at right now?
I was just showing you. I can't do the.
Why are
the
you so
verse.
Nervous?
I'm no, not nervous. I just can't
no, because
do
he
verses.
Co-signed this nigga and he realized this nigga is really trash.
Like you practice for next week course.
I spoke out a little too early. Called myself a fan of some nigga who is garbage.
This is Playboi Carti to me. He's not like one of my favorite rappers or the people I go to. But when I'm about to get turned up,
Turn up right quick. That's right, what I'm saying. No, turn
I put
his music
you're,
on.
Okay, you about to get turned up? Yeah. Put that Playboi Carti what on?
You just put the
Magnolia.
Magnolia is one song, but the name of the album was technically called Playboi Carti 2, his first album.
You know the first album. You know technically. You know this. You know who he's fucking. You know, just rap the hook, man. Like we're wasting time, dude. This is very Jay Smooth of you.
Let him practice for next week.
Read the lyrics.
What are you looking? What are you listening
to? He listening to it.
You don't know the song.
He doesn't
know the
song.
I can't really rap the verse song.
Just try. Give us what you got.
It's like wow, this is all Playboi Carti music is.
That's it? That's all you got?
Yeah.
So listeners, listen to our show. Don't listen to that bullshit. Go to RareSounders.com.
Before you give Playboi Carti any fucking spins.
Yeah, you're going to give this nigga spins. But look, though, if you are not a premium subscriber, go to RareSounders.com/register where you can sign up for the premium subscription. It's only $5 a month. The first 7 days are on us. And you can check out all the shows, all the archives, everything going back to August 2014. Anything else, guys?
You know what I'm thinking about?
What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about learning sign language. And then when you do the outs, I can sign it like that little lady in the oval. Yeah. And we can pick up some more listeners that way. I mean, because, you know, motherfuckers may not be able to read the lips with it.
Because they're watching a video, even though they can't hear us. They just like looking at our faces.
You can put subcaptions on YouTube, right?
Subcaptions. Keep supporting
subtitles.
Us. Keep interacting with us. We keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.